Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out, our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so does our world, your family, your friends, your business, your career, your health, your wealth, and your personal happiness, as well as the world across all countries of our dear Mother Earth. It starts with each of us being the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 207. Be a listener. Hear it all. Say less. Be a listener. Hear it all. Say less. If you're anything like me, and like most people in general, we have opinions. It's taken me many years to quiet my thinking mental mind to be a listener and to stop the opinions and listen to hear the truth from others outside of me as well as my higher self. And that's what this message is about, because the truth is always available to us. But the question is, are you listening? Are you listening? Are you present? Are you in the here and now so you may learn the truth and therefore take the next right step, action, words, whatever it is? To be a listener takes consciousness on your part, a willingness to be aware, to listen, to hear the sound, what's coming from outside of you, as well as being informed inside of you. When we're a true listener, we are more willing to take advice, even when it's not formally given to us, but we discern it by what others say, because people always speak the truth in their words or in their expression. Their expression may not be words, it may be expressing it by their facial expression. So being a listener may at times also, I would expand upon that as being the observer, taking it all in, really being conscious at all levels. To listen is to hear it all. That's what we're told. To be informed, to learn. And then the other part of this message is to say less. What we're hearing here is to don't be so willing to have an opinion. Listen before you speak. Listen and respond to what you're really listening to, inside and outside of you, what people are really saying, not necessarily on the surface. When you're really listening consciously, you're listening to what people are saying inside, what they're trying to say, and what they're not saying. So you're listening on all levels, because we're told to hear it all, what they're saying, what they're not saying, what they're attempting to say. So rather than speak first, listen first. And we're told, say less. So it's not best to go ahead with your opinion, because saying is expressing your opinion about something. Telling what you think about whatever. And so many people have people speak, but even when they're speaking, they're in their mind getting ready to say, getting their words in order, what they want to say. their words, their opinion, how they want to tell the story, rather than listening with a clear and empty mind that's in tune from your heart self, so you're really picking up on the truth that is being said or hidden in what another is saying and what your inner self is sharing with you. And then when you speak, if you speak, it's from this knowingness. Because we're told, say less. As in, less is more. Oftentimes when people speak, especially if you're reacting from anger, we say things we wish later we could take back. At times, the saying goes, we stick our foot in our mouth. Say less. Don't say so much. Give a smaller amount. In fact, usually, the most powerful things come out in the fewest words. Just like these messages, as in, be a listener, hear it all, say less. It takes far more energy to have this discussion than to get the meaning of the message. The power is in this succinct message. It says so much in so little. And we can shape it based on our life experience where we are right now to really get it. Let me give you an everyday experience where this shows up as truth. One I heard an example just yesterday from one of my clients who was sharing how in her small company they are adjusting to working with one less employee, person who gave her notice 2 weeks ago, left last Friday. And when we're speaking about this person and next steps and what it means and all those things, I like to focus on the golden seeds of the opportunity that presents itself in what looks like a, in quote, tragedy or an upset. What are those golden seeds that we may pluck from the situation, that we may learn from the situation, that we may benefit from this situation, so we will not misstep or recreate exactly what we do not want again. We pause to discover the beauty in this storm. And as my client was reflecting at this employee's last day, there was a little party. She went out to lunch with other employees, and she seemed to be everywhere she could giving out new business cards that she was starting her own consulting business. And it seemed that she was going to be doing pretty much what she was getting paid to do for my client. And we spoke about that, and she said, you know, when I interviewed her, she told me she really wanted to be a consultant. She really wanted to be a consultant, and I hired her anyways. So what my client was sharing is that this employee, who now was leaving, to in essence do what she was getting paid for by my client and wanting a higher rate and wanting her and her other employees to hire her back at a higher rate, was turning out to do exactly what she told my client she wanted from the very beginning when she hired her, when she interviewed her. Now, my client had a choice. She didn't have to hire her. When she hired her, she trained her. She trained her to do exactly what she's doing today. She invested in her. And so it's like, shame on me for feeling guilty or upset that she's leaving. I invested this money in her, and now she's going to go take this investment and start her own business and ask for more money, expecting me to hire her back. there's a lesson here. It's not a bad thing that the person went off to be just what she always said she wanted to be. She spoke her truth. And it's not necessarily a bad thing that my client hired her anyways. There's nothing bad about it. It's simply what is. And it's a lesson. And my client did not choose to listen at the very beginning. She made up in her mind some other reason to hire her. She was not truly listening to what this person said. She rationalized in her mind. She surely made up a lot of good reasons. Convinced herself why hiring this person was a good thing, even though she had spoken the truth all along. Maybe she thought, as most of us do, she'll change, she'll see what a great place this is, what great people we are to be with. Isn't this what gets people into all kinds of relationships that later they're quite surprised, taken back, when the person does not change and you were not able to influence them to your way and they do exactly what they said they were going to do or hinted they were like at the very beginning? Be a listener. Listen formally is what being a listener is, from hearing it all. To be truly aware. And say less. Don't get caught up in your story about how it's going to be, what will happen, what you can do to change the situation. Listen. People always speak the truth. It's we who create the snags for ourselves most of the time because we are not listening truly to the truth presented to us inside and out because we're too busy speaking our opinion about what we think we can do, what we think can happen, how we believe we can change the situation, making up reasons. Later we may call them excuses. Rather than believing what we've been given. How many times, and you may not, of course, want to answer, just reflecting back on those situations where it didn't turn out the way you expected it was going to be. The person really did tell you the truth. Your intuition told you the truth. Go a different way. Leave that person. Listen more deeply. There's something else they're not saying. Walk away. And you stayed in the game, believing you could prove a situation, prove yourself, turn around a situation, get them to like you, get them to change, made up reasons, gave them space for them to turn around, more and more space when you knew it was past time. That's all that speaking that you're doing. Rather than saying less and acting on what you've heard, trusting what you've heard. We've all done that. And when we find ourselves upset later, as this client was upset initially, when we step back and revisit the situation, we see, we know, it's really not that we're upset with them. We're upset with us. The anger is with us because we knew more. We knew the truth. And for whatever reason, we did not heed the advice. That's what a listener does. That is being a listener, taking the advice. And we mentally stepped over it, ignored it, pushed it back down, came up with some other good reason why we're still letting whatever was happening happen, or made the decision we made. That's the truth of the anger that comes up inside of you now and then. It's really not them. It's us. Because we know we did not act from a trusting place on what we heard outside and what we heard inside. We did not honor being a listener. And you know, yesterday doesn't matter right now. It's now, this present time, that matters. And you can speed up exactly what you want by listening today. Listening inside and out today, and acting from this place today. Stop the rationalizing, the making excuses, having your opinion about it, and simply act on the truth today. The truth that your higher self is speaking to you about what you know is happening in your world, whether it's from a loved one, a colleague, your boss, perhaps a personal situation in your life, someone you are working with, could even be a store you go to, an expert you come to rely on. Could be financial planners, bankers, accountants, lawyers. Listen from a higher place. Listen fully conscious. Listen for the truth rather than your opinion and making yourself right. Listen to it all. Hear it all. Take the advice your higher self is bringing you about this situation, person, right now. Say less, as in making up your reason why you're still there, holding on, not leaving. You've been given the red flag. You know the truth. Now find your way through grace. If it is appropriate to let go and let God and be led to the next right place, person, situation to resolve this now under grace. It starts with being a listener. Consciously hearing the voice inside about what is spoken outside, what is observed outside, and then taking the advice, acting on the advice from love. With a quiet mind and open heart, step forth and now speak and now act. From this place, this higher place, based on higher truth, not mental thinking, rationalizing. It keeps us stuck, keeps us in anger, and oftentimes keeps us, in quotation marks, on the losing end. Losing because you are not allowing yourself follow the path, your highest path, for your true peace, harmony, and prosperity, when you are not trusting, heeding the advice of your higher self. And so, we will oftentimes experience physical and fiscal loss. Instead of getting caught up in that, pause, listen. Listen for the truth of what's behind it. It's oftentimes so simple. Just listen with a loving heart, and you may shift the situation now. It all starts with being a listener. So today, or tonight, wherever you are, it could even be in your dreams, be a listener. Listen on all levels. And then heed the advice. Quiet the mind. It doesn't matter why you're here anymore. It doesn't matter how you got here. Let that go. Heed the advice from love. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. One with your heart. Feeling your heartbeat with every breath. Allowing yourself to simply drop within your heart. Ever so gently, floating down as if a leaf falling from a tall, tall tree, ever so gently floating down, following the rhythm of the universe as it floats this way and that, ever so gently landing in the center of your being. Here, notice the color. Here, the stillness. Feel the peace. as you allow yourself to completely let go within the safety of your heart. Feeling yourself melt into your heart. All the stiffness, tension you've been carrying, what ifs that have weighed you down, simply melting in the pure love essence of your heart. Being one with the energy of divine love. Feeling it spread throughout your entire being. This stillness, this peace, this love. As you are here, deep within, notice the light, the pulsating color within you now. Drawing you closer and closer inside. Deeper and deeper within the inner cosmos of your God essence now. Focusing on this light. Simply being here now. Being drawn deeper and deeper to this wellspring of truth within you now. And in this place, a pure peace, harmony, and prosperity. You may open yourself up to receive the truth of your soul. Listen for the answer you seek now. Simple one or two words. The truth is revealed. Thank your higher self for this guidance. Know, dear one, whatever support you need is here for you now. Be one with the energy of divine love. Feeling it pulsating through every cell and atom of your being. Cleansing you of all that holds you back. As it rebuilds you from the inside out. Rebuilds your inner strength. Rebuilds your higher will. Rebuilds your love of joy. Rebuilds your faith and trust. Feel your heart filling with God's essence, divine love within you now. Pumping divine love throughout your entire being now. Divine love is leading you now. You are fortified with God's truth within. Feel the peace, the harmony, the prosperity. Know this is your birthright. And act from this place, knowing how rich you already are when you make your decisions. How balanced you already are and will remain as you make your decisions. How peaceful you are as you act on God's truth. Listen, heed God's words for you. now, dear ones, it's time to come back, to live your life from this truth, to bring this truth into your everyday living, to be one with the truth inside, outside, now, under grace. And so, as we began, we breathe. Aware of this light, this wellspring of truth within. Knowing we are one with it always as we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowly rising up again. Feeling as strong as the tallest tree. With leaves rustling in the wind. Breathing into your heart. Breathing into your head. Breathing into your hands as you squeeze them ever so gently. And into your feet. As you squeeze them, awakening your body temple, for this new you, this renewed you. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We are, by divine right, God's vessels of true love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Be a listener and hear it all. Quiet the mind. Be truly aware and know I am that I am. Om, om, om.
God bless. Namaste.